Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Down on the online dating right now, I have to admit, I've really taken a step back. It's just something's shifted. I don't know. Maybe I need to try these other sites. I guess I was talking to Mr. Big the other day and we were reigniting the subject of him watching me and Goldie together. Uh-oh, I just had someone that I've known forever see me in a sex act with someone else, and I can never take that back. I can never take that out of his memory banks. His eyeballs will never unsee it. Am I going to have post-nut clarity moment going, uh-oh, this was a mistake? Do you ever regret the things you say on your podcast? Oh, yes. Of course I do. Oh my gosh. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy, happy Tuesday, everybody. How's everyone doing out there? Did you all have a good weekend? Well, I apparently was having a real busy weekend joining all kinds of interesting online dating sites. My inbox got flooded with the confirm your email emails that you apparently get when you sign up on all these places. I have no idea who signed me up or why, but I want to date. I'm on the Anastasia date, Asian date, Amo Latino date. Oh, and just in case that wasn't enough, they also threw eHarmony in there. Oh, there's a couple other ones. What were those called? Oh my gosh. Jerkmate. They signed me up for Jerkmate. Well, that would be kind of interesting. I guess if I could learn to jack my clit off like a tiny little tiny, tiny micro penis, but I think it's going to be real hard. I don't know that I'm going to need Jerkmate. Exactly. And then also fling exclamation point and flirt for date. I've been officially signed up for all these sites. Let's see what happens. I mean, hey, something's got to give here. I'm pretty down on the online dating right now. I have to admit, I've really taken a step back. It's just something's shifted. I don't know. Maybe I need to try these other sites that this spam bot or somebody maliciously signed me up for. I don't know, but oh my gosh, it's kind of gotten, I don't want to say dismal. That's probably not the right word. And I'm probably just, it's probably more my mindset, but maybe I'd get more out of it if I put more into it. But I just think back to when I first started all this, it was plentiful. Like there was guys that matched my criteria. They were abound, running free, out in the wild. And then all of a sudden that kind of slowly sort of dried up into this little teeny tiny trickle stream. And since you have to sift through so much, it's like looking for the needle in the shit stack. That's really kind of how I describe it as of late. And maybe I'm just a little burnt out on it. I might be a little biased, you think? But yeah, I've kind of had it right now. Sometimes I have to dial it back. I know when I've just crossed, like I've crossed a line and I need to turn my back on it for a while. Just let it be, let it simmer. And yeah, I don't know, maybe some other online daters can tell me if they've sensed or experienced a shift lately. I don't like anybody. I don't like anybody anymore. Anybody that's reaching out to me, I just can't get, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And there's just, you know, a lot of guys that I'm not attracted. I'm not feeling it. So I'm just kind of hanging tough with Goldie. I mean, Mr. Big for some phone sex every once in a while. And I got Goldie and we have a lot of fun and hopefully we can connect with a third. Anyway, so I've just been super, super picky and I'm okay with that. I'm actually okay with that. Like, I'm like, nope, you know what? I don't know why I feel like I'm having to be more picky. I don't feel like I had to be picky years ago. I don't know why, because I just felt like the selection was better. So I didn't have as many opportunities to have to be picky. And now I just feel like, there's a lot more opportunities for me to have to be picky. So, and it just started to kind of irritate me. So I'm off for now. I'm taking a much needed break here from that stuff. But I did run across an interesting term the other day. It's called post-nut clarity. And I thought, when I first read it, I'm like, post-nut clarity, is this like a light bulb moment? Like when you know you're ugly fucking, is this kind of similar to ugly fucking or how I determine ugly fucking, that you're about ready to have sex with someone you really don't want to have sex with? Are we in the same genre? I'm not sure. What does post-nut clarity mean, guys? I would love for all the guys this to me sounds very post-nut. I'm going to assume it's for men, but I guess it could be for women too. So I don't want to be unfair to the gals out there. If you want to, ladies, if you want to send me an email or a voicemail about what your definition of post-nut clarity is, please do it. Because I'm just sitting here trying to figure it out. Now I read, what the Urban Dictionary says. Post-nut clarity defines it as the immediate clear-mindedness or soberness an individual gains after orgasming. And then they have busting a nut in parentheses. This is why when they use the word busting a nut, I assume this to be more of a male-oriented thing. Post-nut clarity. I'm trying to think if I've had any revelations myself personally post-nut. Like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I can't wait to get the fuck out of here. That wasn't any good. Time to go. I'm deleting this guy's number before I even get to the car. Those are some of the post-nut clarities I've had. But I don't know if that's what post-nut clarity is. To me, it's like you want to get away. The revelation you just had isn't good, but maybe it's about good things too. Maybe it's your post-nut clarity is, oh my gosh, I really love this person, or whoa, that was intense. There's something going on here. What is it? That really rocked my world. Stuff like that. Maybe it's positive stuff. I don't know. Guys, you got to help me out. Somebody, please. I can't. And I kept searching for that term and I just didn't really get, I couldn't get the story about the justification behind it. Like, what exactly is it? Because that Urban Dictionary definition there just left me with a whole lot of damn questions that I need answered. All right, everybody listening, please help me out. I'd love to know. But here's a post-nut clarity I do not want to have. So since we're on post-nut clarity, I thought, am I going to say this or leave this out? I don't know. Do I spill the beans on this one? But I'll spill the beans on it. So I guess I was talking to Mr. Big the other day and we were reigniting the subject of him watching me and Goldie together. And I thought at some point a while back, maybe I had approached Goldie about this. Would you do this with me? Would you let some stranger that you don't know, but that I do, would you let him watch us fuck? And I just thought I had said that. Apparently, when I brought it up to Goldie, he didn't remember that. But he wanted to think about it. He wanted to think about, let me think about it. Which I was like, oh shit. I thought this was like a sure thing. I thought he'd want to do it. But obviously you got to respect. Someone says they need to think about it. They need to think about it. But he did think about it and he's good to go on that. So I got to get that set up. Now, rolling back to the post-nut clarity. I hope my post-nut clarity is, I just had someone that I've known forever see me in a sex act with someone else, and I can never take that back. I can never take that out of his memory banks. His eyeballs will never unsee it. Am I going to have post-nut clarity moment going, this was a mistake? Or is he going to have that post-nut clarity? This was a bad idea. Anyway, I think that's kind of I've always wanted to do it because I think it's very sexy. I love that voyeuristic thing. And if there's a partner that, if they're into it, I'm into it. I wouldn't want them to be uncomfortable, but oh my gosh, just the thought of that is very hot to me. I totally love that. So fingers crossed, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful it all goes smoothly and well. And I'm actually thinking that for Mr. Big, it'll be over a lot sooner than it will for Goldie and I. But he'll get his, he'll be satisfied and it'll be something just kind of hot, sexy, and erotic for us to share. hopefully I don't TNT anything. Fingers crossed, everybody. This goes well. All right. Now, I got an email from a listener and his name is Lewis and he was waiting so patiently. Lewis, I'm sorry. I kept saying, oh, I'll get to this because I wanted him to know, hey, I got your email. I'll get back to you and answer these. Well, see now, Lewis, this is what happens when if I feel guilty, like I put it off too many times, then this is how you end up on the show. Okay. And you had some good questions for me and I wanted to, I thought it'd be fun to answer them. Okay. You say, do you ever regret the things you say on your podcast? Oh, yes, of course I do. Oh my gosh. How long have I had this show? It's after 6.5 years, and I don't know what episode number this is going to be, 306 maybe, over 300 episodes. You're bound to step your foot in it more than once, more times than I can keep track of. Yes, absolutely. And oh, and then your follow-up was, what do you feel badly about? Well, I feel badly if I hurt somebody's feelings. I think that's always, I hate that. That's my sort of Achilles heel. It's like, if I believe or think that I've hurt somebody's feelings, oh, I hate that. I can't stand it. And somebody that I like or admire, right? You know, that I know, but just kind of in general too. And of course, if it's a listener, it's like, if somebody took something I said offensively, that would bother me because my intention's never to set out to go after someone or be intentionally mean. I'm pretty much trying to live by the golden rules. So yeah, of course. I definitely just said some things a lot, whether it's me saying, I'll never do that. I'll never want my face fucked. I'll never like that. That's terrible. Oh my God. That's gross. I mean, that's where I started. I started at that level, totally. That's how I felt. But over time, you know, you experience things and you come to find out you like things you never thought you would. That's the whole point. Get out there and try new stuff. But yes, Lewis, yes. I stick my foot in it and stupid shit comes out of my mouth all the time. All right. Okay. So the next one is, do you still talk to BE? Do you miss him? I do not talk to BE currently. The last time I heard from him was on my birthday, and I don't really know what's going on with BE. He will send me these really lovely text messages, just sort of like around my birthday or for a specific reason or, you know, something like that. And they're usually very like well-typed, long drafted texts with a bunch of info in there, very well thought out and really saying a lot of stuff, covering a lot of bases. And I'll go to respond and I think it says it's delivered. So I don't know if I'm blocked. It's really strange. Like I will respond to it and then I just never hear from him. Like I do not hear a single thing, not a cricket, not a peep. And so I'm like, okay, does he have me blocked? And then maybe feels like when he wants to say something, you know, he'll reach out and say something, but then he just blocks me again because it's not about it. He doesn't want to have a two-way conversation. Maybe he wants to just have a one-way. I have no idea. But yeah, I miss him? I do miss him. Oh my gosh. Of course I do. I don't even know where to start with him. He's just really checks all the boxes. I mean, honestly, really, really does. And he's handsome, thoughtful, and works on himself and keeps himself in good shape and is very attractive, very, very attractive, and just a good guy. And he's pretty much an open book. And I'm like, listen, I'm like, oh, as I'm going through this, I'm like, I miss him. I do. I mean, yeah, he's definitely somebody worth missing for sure. Okay. Then this is the second to the last one from Lewis. Okay. Have you tried the butt plugs with the flanges on the end? They won't get stuck up your ass. No. I have not. No, that's not true. Hold on. I have a little pink one that's got the plastic little flanges. And I'll tell you, here's the problem. This is so awful, but I don't like those. Aesthetically, they're just not pretty. And so my vanity is what's really the problem here. The reason because I keep insisting on using a regular butt plug without the flanges. And if the stem's too small, boop, up it goes. Or you're bending into different positions and you get relaxed enough. Oh my gosh. Plus, I'm always like, I mean, I'm tightening my pelvic floor while I'm having sex. I mean, I am gripping, I'm squeezing. There's a lot going on. That just shows you, if I can suck a butt plug up into my own ass, how much power my pelvic floor has. Oh my gosh. I just thought of that. I'm like, wow, that's probably taken. I wonder how much PSI that is. Maybe I should stick a little gauge in there and see how much pressure I can generate. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm off on a tangent. Let me reel it back in. Okay. So I'm sorry, Lewis. I'm just too vain. I'm too vain to use those. They're not pretty enough. I want a pretty jewel back there or a heart. I'm just girly like that. No, I can't have one of those ugly flangey ones. It's just, it's too sterile. It's like in a hospital. I don't know. Something about it. Okay. Last one. When you go looking for porn these days, what's in your search history? Honestly, it is. Oh my God. I can't. Am I going to admit this? I've probably admitted this before. It's probably taboo. Lately, I do not know why. I just am totally into the taboo porn. The naughty neighbor and babysitter, the naughty uncle and cousin thrice or four times removed or whatever. You know, they always find a way to make sure it's like not directly blood related, seems like. So, or stepmommy and stepson. I don't know why I find that so appealing. It's just been my thing lately. I don't know. What was it? This one I came across and it was like super hot. It was so hot. I wanted to watch it again. It was this, I think it was like the uncle and then the niece or something. And he had caught her sneaking in. He's like, well, I'm going to, you know, tell your parents. And she's bartering with him and they just go at it. And it was really animalistic. And I don't know. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's kind of been my go-to lately. It goes in waves though. I mean, I hope everyone else, like, don't you do that? Don't you? Sometimes more you're feeling a lot of times I'm more feeling like I'll search like DP. I want to see some DP or DVP and get real specific. But yeah, I'm just in the or sometimes, you know, I want to see like oral sex. I want to see either performed on the girl or, you know, the face fucking. It, again, just totally, totally depends. And then other times I love to see the cuck porn. That's probably my least. That'd probably be the least on my search history agenda. But yeah, sometimes I'm in that mood too. It's like, yeah, I want to cuck somebody. Oh, isn't that a song? Oh, I want to cuck somebody. Oh no, that's, oh, I want to dance with somebody. Okay. Anyway, bad joke. Sorry. Ba-dum-bum. I wish I had my sound effects. I can't find them. I've only used them that one time, I think. Oh no, I didn't use it on the public podcast. I take that back. Sorry guys. That was on the private podcast. I was messing around with my sound effects, trying to get artsy. Okay, well, I think that wraps it up. Thank you so much, Lewis, for your fun questions. And I apologize that it took me so long, but now you have this memorialized just for you. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Everyone, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys. And don't forget, go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and leave me a voicemail. Just click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and let it rip. You got 5 minutes. I love your feedback. Plus, I need to know what the fuck post-nut clarity actually is. Please, somebody help me. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.